there'll be one poem read in my 1969 voice, and then I'll read something from the book following that. We're going to go from the beginning to the end, but we're certainly not going to read all of them. And I should say, by way of introduction, that these poems, the first part of these poems, it's in two sections of the book, were written in Bloomington, Indiana, when I was a young woman, married at that point, trying to figure out who I was, and studying comparative literature at the university there, and translating the first book of poems, prose poems, by the French poet Francis Ponge, and they're all poems about things, objects. It's called La Partie Pris des Choses, On the Side of Things, and it taught me a lot about language. So these poems, the second part of the book was written in Napa Valley, California, where I was teaching part-time in a high school there, and suffering a great deal as a result of that. And my then husband was doing a practicum in clinical psych at the Napa State Hospital. But I was trying to figure out language, how to move in language. And language had become, thanks to the American poet D. Alexander, a very alive thing to me. D. was a linguist, and he taught me a lot about the textures of language, how to think of language, not in terms of how it relates to a thing, which Ponge certainly did not do, but how it relates to itself musically and in terms of meaning. So these poems are all experimental in that sense. Okay, Craig.
Four parts of mourning for 7:14. One, back petals, veins, rift blue, paired with razor, edge, tired eyes against the gold dust, daisies, in a jug dies slowly into water, seeping pink. Two, moon drops early, roused rocks dry already, a firefly, threats rain, it flickers, green light over, night sinks, rust. Three, white hood of a white pickup parked on green, trucks can be steam risers, leaded white, hollyhocks of sun, a whirl, Cezanne in a tall tree. Four, like it flowers hail outside our back door, stars, saws, worm clots trod, morning, glories and deeper small shell.
Made tenuous, love is not the lines run into, fish water pulls up, nothing, loses. Whatever named tree, silk or wet sleeves, hustle sky. Love a word without roots, light bends a line going under water as forms do that wait to be gripped. Provocative extent, a jerk, not to be measured. No, sky bends down shoulders, force the fluttery tree burns against it. Growth measured form, shoulders care for such extent. Down below the river blows, caught in its stride, ice-sharpened houses fishing for. Out the house, love's tyrannized your mouth, throws up gates. Hold? If you think so, then let's go, or let some rapids in the ditch. Your cheek, how light pinkens on the inside step, through windows and sun its starred tongue. The ways we've taken anyways congeal and glitter.
Lynn, who has been shoveling snow, Wet hair or cold, the cold gleams you wet, fortunes turned. Your card given, crystals reflect you. Rains enrich, your finger extended wants to know. You type? Showing you my fingers do walk their speak hair caught, dropped water barrettes, better than a million movies kept. When they tore off the roof rainbow, the tractor's claw dug walls fell, a pack of cards topped the whole hell. Oh, face you aren't accustomed to look at life, save as you offered me lime, greens your mouth. Bird dropped in, linnet, how's your new house?
In Bloomington, we were living in Pigeon Hill, which was a very poor part of town. It was the only part of town that, as graduate students, we could afford to live in. And Lynn was a little girl who lived across the street in a house that only had a dirt floor. And the house was eventually torn down. And this was a poem for her and her curiosity about typing. I don't think she'd ever seen anyone type before. Okay, so two more from this period. Actually, I think these are, yeah, okay. I'm just going to read one. Moon accoutred faces home in on field mist. Wheels float the pavement, pillows back. We can expect crickets, but the windows close to tight-sided lanterns. Shield our ears, our inexplicable hurry, as moth-furred faces toward light. Okay, great.
Sun rises, moon rises too in the east. White they stand long-legged in grass, their shadows instarred under earth. So good the morning ghostless peaches here. Bare room now, sun's done jealousy as a wreath. Bread tastes sweet, peaches fur to hands feel. All that's right is.
Okay. You never know when you're preparing for reading, you feel like reading one poem, and then when you get up there, you feel like reading another. I'm just going to read the first part of another poem, From Who's Dark. This is from the second part of the book, written in California. These imprints, periods, speak an anger, presses keys. Till such dark holds the house, flares up a draft, or draft you spelt it, letting in a wind no man stands. The trees are all turning brown and yellow from the draft, as if the land were an empty hole with no obscured fog to mend it, turns ingrate, a rhyme of hard likelihood. These days mean nothing looks, but looking out in fine drizzles draw me to the eucalyptus leaves.
Who moves? One. Who moves as she can, will or choose the body of her, wordless down spine, the choice's non-existent place, a star vertebra's sun does glow, grow apace, contractions measured, extant as the upshot of her radiance, rain dance, dalliance, timing of a sort of pleasure. Two. Her means are made light of. 3. Energy coiled at spine tip you touch hisses. Heat too in friction. That I want and not wanting turn sinister, half of the moon lies. But that's no star, light, all of a piece. 4. Left is what I'm glad of sometimes. Tired love should be so mouthed about this area of our habitual pull, scarcely luminous by such day dark as what I love you in. After all given to sun, in you that coming stars in eyes night. 5. Gravity lies in your weight mass, understand. Pull exerts a continual skin to skin, whether internal or out, as you said it in orbit. How little that is, love, I do go from you.
Okay, I'll just read one. This is a short one. Absent, absent. Frogs in short grass hands turn off the hose. Hop in simultaneous thought jumps you there where it stays hot night long. Hours till dawn, down the dropped wind's audible steps now as walnuts hit ground. Was